you would not believe how shy I was as a young girl. Yeah. And through sports, I was able to get the skills and just becoming a different person. I always said I'm a lawyer by profession, but I am the person that I am today thanks to sports. The sport is a school of life. And all the lessons that I've learned through sports have really made me into the person that I am today. So yes, I am a personal example of how sport can empower young girls and women all around the world.
There's also talk about trying to end violence through sports, and I think it's something that your organization has been trying to do. Can you give us like an example where this has had an impact?
It is something that we are definitely very much involved in. The Olympic Charter, which is the core document of all the NOCs and of the entire Olympic movement, states combating violence in sports and through sports is one of our goals. Also, the medical committee and the world of sports through the IOC has focused very much on sexual harassment and abuse in sport and eradicating that, and has sent out a message to all the NOCs already in 2006, 2007, that we should all join forces and combat that ill. That is something that is a message that we share through the athletes as well, that we want the experience that girls and women and boys and men have through sport is a pleasant one. If you have an experience that is joined to violence and abuse and sexual harassment, you will not be enjoying sport. So that is not a message that we share.
Is this something that is happening more and more today, or it has always been there in terms of discrimination against women in sports and violence?
IOC has been an advocate since 1994 for more women to become active, and they have adopted a resolution already in 1994 where a certain percentage, in that case it was 10%, then it was increased to 20% of women at all decision-making bodies and all decision-making levels had to be women. We still have a long way to go, because even if we accomplish 20%, that would mean that 80% are still men. So we want to accomplish parity. We want to accomplish 50-50%, because we think that the women, being 50% of the world population, should also have 50% representation at all levels of society, so also in sport.